Let me open us up in this time of bringing the word of God to you in prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you so much, Lord, that you are guiding our way, Lord Jesus, that you are fighting our battles for us, Lord, that you are directing us in what we should do. And Lord, that's ultimately following you, Lord, with everything what we do, that we think. Lord, I thank you that we can gather here together, Lord, as we look at a new year, Lord Jesus. And I pray that you'd help us to change our perspective. I pray that you would help us to change our thoughts and our actions, Lord Jesus, so they would be in line with your will. Holy Spirit, speak to me and through me as we bring your word, as I bring your word today, Lord Jesus. We pray this in your name. Amen. Obviously, we all know that we are starting a new year. We are 10 days in. And it's interesting that as I was talking to some people closing out last year, even watching different television shows, how so many people had this feeling that, oh, you know what, 2020 was so horrible and 2021, it's going to be incredible. It's going to be so much different. But the reality, and Matt mentioned it, is that 2021 has started in very much the same way that 2020 ended. There is still a lot of political tension, maybe more so than last year, and we'll probably see more of that in the coming weeks. The coronavirus is still out of control, and even today we found out that it's coming closer and closer to our church. Now it's family members that have gotten it. A month ago it was maybe friends of friends or maybe a distant relative, but now it's people in our own families that are getting the coronavirus. And if we aren't careful, what we're going to find ourselves doing is starting off this new year in such a negative place. And so we need to start to develop those healthy habits and divine disciplines that I mentioned last year as we were going into 2020. And we also have to reflect on 2020 and take a look at how we dealt with the challenges that we were all facing. And I believe this is really important if we want to make the positive changes that are going to help us this year, because as I mentioned, things have not changed. And we can either be people who are dictated by our circumstances. So the things that are going on around us, the things we hear about in TV, the things that we hear, those things can either affect our faith, or we can be Christians, we can be believers who our faith dictates how we respond to the circumstances around us. So again, we can either be people whose situations and circumstances affect them, or we can be people who our internal faith, our belief in Jesus, that's what dictates our actions and how we respond to the things that are going on around the world. Growing up, I remember my dad would often talk about, you know, we need to get healthier, so we're going to start taking walks around the lake behind their house. And this was such a great idea, a great concept. It was an incredible goal. But there probably needed to be a little more planning and reflecting on what that meant to really be successful. For example, I think it's important to understand that if you're trying to walk around daily for exercise, it's a little easier, or maybe incredibly easier, if you have someone that's doing it with you. It's a lot easier to stay motivated if you have a walking companion. And over the past couple of weeks, God has been burdening my heart with this idea of walking with him, but not just walking with him daily and what that means. And so this year, 2021, for our church, our mission, our theme for this year is walking with God daily. And so we're going to spend some time talking about what that means to walk with God, what it means to walk with him daily, but we're also going to reflect on what our Christian walk looked like in 2020. Because if we do that and we can make the necessary changes, if we can change our perspectives and how we view things, we're going to walk out of 2021 stronger in our faith. And we're going to be Christians who can say that our faith and our trust in God had a greater impact on how we dealt with our situations and our circumstances, instead of saying, hey, everything fell apart and so did my faith. Because unfortunately, I have talked to you, I have seen people that is exactly what happened to them in 2020. Their faith took a tremendous hit. I was talking to one of my pastor friends, my mentor actually, and he mentioned that many people from his church have walked away from their faith. Some of it's, you know, maybe they had to move and the financial situations that have hit them. But then some people who maybe they didn't have that deep-rooted faith in God, they just walked away altogether. And so we need to look at our own faith and our own walk with God to strengthen it so we can come out of 2021 stronger with a deeper relationship with God. And so let's start today by talking about what does it mean to walk with God? Well, the first thing, it's trusting him. It's truly believing that he has the very best for us and that he knows so much far better than we do what is best for us in the choices, the decisions that we have to make. It also means communicating with him, and we communicate with him through prayer. Daily talking to God is something that we need to do. We need to stay in constant conversation with him. I've often used this example of your spouses, your roommates, your siblings. It's really hard to have a healthy relationship with them if you're not communicating with them on a regular basis. It also means following him. Walking with God on a daily basis means letting him guide you, letting him direct you and your decisions. It means being obedient to his word, the Bible, in the way you live and the way you think. And it's also that daily devotion to a discipline. It's doing it every day without stopping. There are a couple of verses that describe someone who had this daily devotion to walking with God, this faithful commitment to doing that. And his name is Enoch. And the two verses I have are Genesis 5:24 and Hebrews 11:5. The Genesis verse, it says this in the NIV, it says, Enoch walked faithfully with God. Then he was no more because God took him away. He walked faithfully with God. And I believe if you look at the years he was alive, I think it was up to like his 36th year. Then he had, I think something had changed. And then it says that he walked with God faithfully. I believe it was for 300 years after that. How incredible is that? That percentage, that amount of his life was dedicated to faithfully walking with God. Hebrews 11:5 in the NIV, it says, by faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. Now, I'm not citing these verses so you think that, oh, if I just believe in God, if I serve him faithfully, if I walk alongside him, he's going to take me away and I don't have to deal with any of the pain and suffering on this earth. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that there is an incredible blessing that you experience when you are daily walking with God. And that can look like and manifest in so many different ways, but there's something incredibly special when we are committed to faithfully walking alongside of God each and every day. During our time in Colorado, I had this conversation with Emily, and it might've been kind of a little bit of a theme. You know, as we had time to walk with our parents and, you know, we took a couple of different walks. It was a great time to reflect and catch up with them. But as we were talking about that, we realized that, you know, if people really want to improve their health, a couple of random walks, it really isn't all that beneficial. And that same concept, it applies to our relationship with God, that if we want a very strong and healthy relationship with God, we need to be walking with him daily. An occasional prayer or randomly reading the Bible, maybe when you're feeling motivated, you listen to a sermon. If you're just doing this randomly, that really doesn't help you develop a strong and healthy relationship with God. And that daily devotion, that's exactly what Enoch did. And he did it faithfully every day of his life. Now, for most of us, in order to take on a new discipline or lifestyle, we need to understand the benefits. So why is it that we need to walk with God daily? How does that benefit us? Well, one, God helps us with all of life's challenges. We have to remember that that doesn't mean that God will take them away or doesn't mean that we will have to go through things. It means that walking alongside of him, having him with us, it helps us. Whether it's helping us in our emotions and how we deal with it, or if it's helping us to make those decisions, things that we need to do to maybe help change our circumstances. When we walk alongside of God, he helps us with those challenges. it's also God that makes things happen. It's God that creates opportunities. It's amazing that despite what's going on in the world, I've heard so many people that have had incredible blessings during this time of dealing with the coronavirus. And it's God that presents, it's God that provides those opportunities. And God, he also comforts us. Even in the deepest and darkest times that we're going through, it's God that comforts our minds and our hearts. I love what Psalms 23 verses 1 through 6 says. This is a verse, many of you probably already have it memorized, but I'm going to read verses 1 through 6. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." How incredible is that? That if we will daily walk with God, he will guide us. He will comfort us in those uncomfortable situations. And he gives us no reason to fear, because he's there with his rod and his staff. They're comforting us, they're directing us, they're protecting us. And if we will do that, we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And that's one of the primary reasons that we need to walk alongside of God. Another reason is that it's so easy for us to get sidetracked and distracted. If you guys are walking, if you're starting an exercise program, a lot of people, they just first start walking and they constantly do this. Maybe they get a little bit faster every day and they progress maybe to other kind of workouts. But if it's specifically walking that you're doing, if you do this continuously every day, you get stronger and stronger. Your lungs get stronger. Your health improves. Your muscles get stronger. And even if you skip a day, maybe you skip 2 days, you'll quickly return because you realize how great walking made you feel. And that's why it's so important to do it continuously. But if you're not committed and you don't prioritize walking daily, it's so easy to lose interest, to lose focus, and to lose your discipline. And this will negatively affect your health. And you may give up walking altogether. You may just quit exercising for your health because of that. Another topic Emily and I were discussing in Colorado was, when people go on vacations, when they go away, do people take a vacation from God? And it was interesting that Emily asked this, because Emily is someone that I can tell you daily, she walks with God. She prays daily. She, without a doubt, she gets to her devotions and journals for a chunk of time every day. And I hope to get as good as her in that. My kind of, the way I do that, my time with God looks different, but hers is so committed. And for her to be thinking about it, it really struck me. And hopefully we're all saying that, when we go on breaks or let's say we have some health issue and we're kind of laid up, do we not take our time with God? If something changes, if our circumstances change, do we continue pressing on? Do we continue walking alongside of God? Or do we quit? Do we get frustrated? Do we lose our discipline? We need to take a look at those things, and we have to ask ourselves, what happens to me when I don't walk with God daily? There's a story in John 6 where Jesus is doing some really tough teaching, including communion. And because many of the disciples, hopefully you guys know that there were more than just 12 disciples. Anybody that's a follower of Jesus is committed. They are a disciple. And so there were many disciples that were not truly walking with God. They weren't walking with Jesus daily. And so they struggled with Jesus's teaching. And eventually it was revealed that they didn't really believe in him. We see this in John 6. I'm going to read verses 60 through 66 in the NSAB. It says, "So then many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, 'This statement is very unpleasant. Who can listen to it?'" And again, he's talking about communion, talking about partaking and eating the bread and body of Christ. That's what they were struggling with. "But Jesus, aware that his disciples were complaining about this, said to them, 'Is this offensive to you? What then if you see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh provides no benefit. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. But there are some of you who do not believe.' For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe and who it was who would betray him. And he was saying, 'For this reason, I have told you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted him from the Father.'" Now listen to this. This is the scariest and most powerful part of this verse. It says, "As a result of this, many of his disciples left and would no longer walk with him." That's such a powerful statement. It is a powerful image for us that if we are not walking with God truly and we are not doing it daily, that situations and circumstances can come around that can throw us off. And in the end, we may walk away from our faith, or we may find out that we never really had a faith. Just as these people, these disciples, people who called themselves believers in Christ, they walked away from Jesus and they didn't really believe in him. Oh, sure, they looked like Christians, but this passage tells us that they weren't. And this happened specifically to Jesus. So this can happen to any or to his believers. This can happen to us today in our church. It can happen anywhere, because it happened to those specifically following Jesus that saw him in person. And so if that can happen to people that see Jesus in person, that saw his miracles, it's probably pretty easy for that to happen to people that don't physically see him every day. So how is it then that we walk with God daily? What can we do to start that process? Psalm 119, which is the longest psalm in the Bible, and I encourage you sometime to read it. It's incredible. In the first 16 verses, it sets a great example. It gives a lot of great ideas of what we can do, the pattern that should be set for us to truly walk with God daily. Let me read this in the NIV. It says, "Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord." So in this case, it's walking according to the Bible and what it says. "Blessed are those who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. They do no wrong but follow his ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands." How incredible is that? Is that we get to that point that we love obeying God, and then we're not going to be put to shame because the things that we're doing, the way that we live, we know that it's according to what God wants. "I will praise you with an upright heart as I listen to your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me." I love this. Here's where it comes down. It hits home for all of us. It says, "How can a young person," and really it doesn't matter what age you are, this applies to you, "how can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word." Living according to your word. That means reading it, studying it, and living it out. It's all of those things. "I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." When you hide something in your heart, it's so precious to you. It's something that you've remembered. It is really at the center of your being. God's word has to be the center of our being. And that helps us not to sin against him. "Praise be to you, Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips, I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statute as one, your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. Imagine that picture, that as you're reading God's word, what the Bible tells us, that you look at it as more valuable than the greatest riches in the world. Imagine if we as believers all come to that point, that we cherish the Bible, God's words, like we do gold, like we do money, that it is our everything. Imagine getting to that point in our faith. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees, and I will not neglect your word. So just like when you're going on a walk, how do we walk alongside of Jesus? How do we walk with God? Give him your attention. And just like when you're walking with a friend or family member, don't get distracted by your phone. Don't start doing other things. Pay attention to God. Pay attention to Jesus. Walk according to the law of the Lord. So be obedient to the way that the Bible teaches us to live, which means you need to be studying it. You need to be reading it if you're going to live it out. Seek God with all your heart. Make him the priority in your life. Praise God with an upright heart and have the right perspective about what the Bible teaches. Understand that obedience to the Bible is about helping us. It's not about hurting us or keeping us from having fun. I think so many people, they struggle with that. They think the Bible's so restrictive and it's a bunch of do's and don'ts and it's supposed to keep us from having fun. And that's just not the point. It's to bring us joy. It's for our betterment. It's to help us. And then pray. Ask God to keep you from straying from his word. How often do you find yourself praying that God would help you in your circumstances, that he would bring healing to your body, that he would provide this for you or provide this for a family member? I know I often do that. But what if all of us, what if we could say, Lord Jesus, help me from straying, help me from sinning, help me from disobeying what your word teaches, what the Bible teaches. Lord, help me. What if that was our prayer? I want to encourage you to be thinking about that as you look at walking alongside of God, praying that God would help you from straying from his word. And the way that section ends, it says, delight yourself. We need to delight ourselves in God's word. And that word delight, it means cherishing it. It means loving it, focusing on it, finding joy and happiness and pleasure from God's word. Basically, we need to make our life about learning and living out God's word. That is how we are going to walk alongside of God in 2021. So I want to take some time. I want to pray us out. We're going to transition to communion, but I want you guys to think about that. Think about, what do I need to do to daily walk alongside of God? And we're going to be talking about that when we do. We're going to have our two kind of mixed breakout groups today. And over the coming weeks, we're going to start reflecting on 2020, and we're specifically going to look at some bad habits that some of us picked up. That's what we're going to be focusing on in the next couple of weeks, in the hope that that will help us to make the changes, to pivot our beliefs, or not our beliefs, to pivot, I guess, our beliefs of the world, and to pivot our perspectives on things, to be looking towards God and not the world for our answers. Lord Jesus, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord. I pray that you would help each of us, Lord, not to stray from your word. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would help us all to focus on you. Help us, Lord, to walk alongside of you, not to walk behind you, Lord Jesus, not to be running in front of you, but to be walking alongside of you, to be taking your hand, Lord, for guidance. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would strengthen us in those times that we are wavering. Lord, if there's anybody out there that doesn't truly know you, and so they aren't able to walk alongside of you, I pray through your Holy Spirit, you would convict them, Lord, to turn to you. Lord, if there is anybody, Lord, that is wavering in their walk, and Lord, they've already walked away or they're considering it, I pray, Lord Jesus, again, through your Holy Spirit, you grab them. I pray, Lord, use us, help us to live out our faith, Lord, to minister to those individuals. Lord, we love you. We pray for our world, for our country, for our church. We pray for this year. Help us to be Christians that are truly walking with you daily. We pray this in your name. Amen.